New research from the University of Florida says female teaching assistants are given worse reviews by students than their male colleagues.
There are plenty of studies that document bias in teaching evaluations against women, against people of color.
Emily Kazan is a PhD candidate in interdisciplinary ecology at the University of Florida School of Natural Resources and Environment. For her, this study was personal. She conducted the study where half of the students in one of the classes where she was a teaching assistant were given a male TA and half were given a female TA. The catch was both the TAs were the same person, Emily.
The course had 136 students in it, so it was a large enough course to split in half. The way we split it in half kind of randomly with respect to last name and tried to make sure that it fell out with a reasonably equal number of male and female students in both groups, just to have as equal of sample sizes as possible.
Each student in the class was assigned a teaching assistant, not knowing that everybody got Emily. She graded students' work randomly, not knowing at times which TA she was supposed to be.
I would sort of grade one or two on one side and grade one or two on the other side so that the grading effort was equal, so that my fatigue was the same. You know, the last five students I graded for Jesse were graded at the same time as the last five for Emily. So if a grader is fatigued and either giving better or worse scores because they're fatigued, at least that was all even across the board.
I'm lucky to have gotten to be involved with this.
Jesse Borden is a student at the University of Florida and is soon to also be a PhD candidate in interdisciplinary ecology.
Mostly just got involved with it because I'm friends with Emily and we had talked about these things for quite some time and different experiences she had had. And I've been on a learning journey for quite a few years now, learning my place of privilege as a white, heterosexual, cisgender male. And yeah, we just shared a lot of conversations. And when the study design came up, I was thrilled to get to be a part of it. So I mostly just volunteered my identity, like Emily said, but then we all worked together as a team to kind of talk through the design and the questionnaire and how do we do the analysis and things like that.
So Emily did all the teaching assistant work for all the students for the duration of the course, half as herself and half as Jesse.
What we found, just eyeballing the data, was like a kind of a strange dip in scores when we looked at female students ranking their female TA. That to me at least was quite notable. And in fact, it was 100% of females assigned to their male TA, quote unquote, ranked him positively, whereas only 88% of the female students assigned to the quote-unquote female TA ranked her favorably.
For the male students, the difference between the assessments was not nearly as large.
While the female data is much more stark, particularly when you see it plotted, how we have it in our paper, you can see a subtle difference in males in that the scores were ever so slightly lower for the male TA than the female TA.
In the world of academia, student assessments are not just window dressing. They can have real-world consequences in a teacher's career.
I've been a TA for many, many semesters of my life. I can tell you that on a personal note, and I've heard this from colleagues, both male and female, if somebody receives a really negative review from a student, that never feels good, right? So we are always, as a teacher, as an educator, as an academic, as a scholar, I want people that are my students to understand the subject material, to appreciate it, and to have a positive experience with me. So receiving negative scores is always a bit of a shot personally to someone. But then again, with respect to hiring prospects, promotion prospects, et cetera, it's important that this phenomenon be noticed so that we don't have women unnecessarily missing out on opportunities for forward movement and growth in their careers.
This is obviously a topic that we will continue talking about in our professional spheres of influence because it's very important both to be studied and also just to be openly examined and looked at.
The research took place in the fall 2019 semester and the results are just being released now. Emily says the paper is getting a good deal of attention.
It seems to have seen quite a few eyes, which is really awesome. Jesse and I have talked about how it's a little amusing as well that we both have sort of dedicated our academic research careers to ecophysiology of various animals. But this one sort of side project study is definitely getting a lot more attention than any of our ecology or physiology work. But yes, it's been retweeted. It's been discussed in classes, apparently, very widely. The internet is a really weird place that has definitely decided that this study is worth discussing, which is important. And I think that as a team, we really hope that this just adds to the large conversation and evolving conversation about diversity and equity in academia.
The report is titled Examining Gender Bias in Student Evaluations of Teaching for Graduate Teaching Assistants. It will be published in the next edition of the journal North American Colleges and Teachers of Agriculture, and you can read the report on our website, wwf.org. Bob Barrett, WWF News.